Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to be
Yes, Lord, encourage yourself. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, as we enter in. Come on, church, let's enter in this morning to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for being with us this afternoon. We thank you, Father God, that we can enter into your place of worship today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that when you woke us up this morning, that you clothed us in our right mind. We thank you, Father God, that when we slept last night, that you kept us from those dangers seen and unseen, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For God, you are good, and you're more than worthy to be praised. We thank you, Father God, that in those times, Father God, where it seemed like the going had gotten rough, hallelujah, we thank you, Father God, that you have given us a praise. You have given us a song in our mouth. For your word says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Father God, that in those times when we can't see our way out, in those times when it looks like that we're dead or look like we are defeated, you have given up a song, Father God, to worship you and to praise you. You said, Father God, that the righteous cry out, and we are your righteousness because of Christ Jesus. We say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And we thank you, Father God, that you have came to redeem us from this old world, Father God. And you have redeemed us, Father God, from the curse of the law and from the curse of death. And we say that we are free. We are free indeed because of Jesus Christ, because of the power and the blood of Jesus Christ that lives on the inside of us. Father God, we just want to say thank you for all that you're doing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done already. Through Christ Jesus, we are redeemed. But the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And we say that we are the redeemed of the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for healing us. We thank you, Father God, for delivering us. We thank you, Father God, for setting us free. For the Bible says that man that is free, that he is free indeed. And we say that we are free indeed. So what are we free to do? We thank you, Father God, that we are free to love one another just as you have loved us. We are free, Father God, to walk in forgiveness and to forgive others because you have already forgiven us. Hallelujah. We're free, Father God, to be from underneath this place, Father God, where we're not confident, where we think that we're failures. We're free, Father God, to walk in prosperity because you have already prospered us in every single area of our life. Not only are we prosperous, but our family is prosperous as well. Not only is our family prosperous, but every single ministry that we enter to is prosperous as well. Our finances are prosperous. Our homes are prosperous. Every single thing that we say is prosperous because of Christ Jesus. So we walk in that freedom every single day. So we say, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our all in all. So when we look like that it came to that place where we don't have, we have to realize who we are. And we are Christ. And because that we are Christ, that we're able to do all things, we're able to have all things. Because he is our provider, he is our source, and he is our way maker. So we got plenty to say thank you for this day. We thank you, Father God, this day and every single day. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for doing it already. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you had already shed your blood for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have already went to hell for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you were resurrected from the dead. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you sit in our arm. You sit on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, making intercession for us right now. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Will you give it all over to God? Hallelujah. Will you say thank you, Lord Jesus, for being so good? Hallelujah. God is good, and he's more than worthy to be praised. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus,
hallelujah,
for being with us.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being for us.
Yes,
we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come together this Sunday morning, this Sunday afternoon in worship. We can come to this Sunday afternoon in praise. You could have been anywhere, but you find yourself right there in that place where you're powerful, and that's being in the presence of the Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that we can be in your presence. Hallelujah. Because when we find ourselves out of your presence, we find ourselves in that place where it's death. We find ourselves in that place where it's destruction. We find ourselves in that place where there's a whole lot of strife, where there's a whole lot of misery. We find ourselves in that place that is not made for us. But in you, Christ Jesus, we find ourselves in that place of perfect peace. We find ourselves in that place of rest. We find ourselves in that place of honor. We find ourselves in that place of love. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can go to that place. For there is not that place where we will rest in. There's that place where we find refuge. Hallelujah. And that's in the shadow of God, the Father Almighty. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come to the throne of grace boldly. Hallelujah. We can come to the throne of grace boldly because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, everybody. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God. We bless your name. Welcome, everybody, this Sunday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome. We just want to say welcome. We thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Thanking God for new mercy and new grace. We're not riding on yesterday's mercy and grace. New mercies.
Every day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Welcome.
Yes, welcome.
It's Sunday, May the 2nd. 2021, we thank God for the new month.
Amen.
Amen. He's brought us this far not to leave us. Amen.
Amen.
How many know that God has brought you this far not to leave you?
Amen.
It may feel like it, but don't believe the lies of the enemy.
Amen.
He didn't bring you this far to leave you. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We did something different in our Sunday service, our morning service.
Yes.
We had an opportunity to hear from our members and guests, and we want to hear from you this morning. We want to open up the lines. We want to say good. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We love you. How you doing, Brother Joe? Welcome this Sunday.
Yes, everybody, welcome.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yes, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, Brother Joe. We just want to hear your voice and just say, go ahead and shout and give God our praise. Go ahead and shout. Hallelujah.
Out, everybody. Hallelujah.
I'm just so glad to
come
hear.
Come on, Charlie.
Hallelujah.
Open up your mouth. We can hear you. Open up your mouth. Your mouth is open.
We see you here.
Sunday service.
Give God a shout. Will you say thank you?
Yes. Come
thank you, Jesus.
The
thank you,
Jesus.
I'm
go
just
ahead
so glad
shout.
To
open
be here.
Open up your mouth.
Hallelujah, God. Because, I mean, Hey, boo.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Go ahead and shout.
God, a shout. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, son. Open up your mouth this afternoon.
Thank
with
you,
us.
Jesus.
We got the line
thank
open.
You,
we can
Jesus.
Hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, boo. Hey, Shadrach.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See the righteous cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to call your name. We just want to hear your shout this morning.
Yes.
Amen. You got a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, God didn't bring you this far to leave you. We heard Brother Joe's voice. We want to hear from you. Amen. Grandma Helen, hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm just so glad to be here this morning. God bless y'all. God bless you.
Yes.
He's a good God. I didn't get a chance to be with y'all this morning, but, you know, it was a few circumstances, but they're all together, and I'm just so happy to be here this morning, you know. And I just thank God for my family, you know, thank God for keeping my family. And that's the most
Amen.
Important thing, family and love. Is we need that love.
Amen.
We've got to have that love. That's the only way we're going to get back to where we supposed to be. We got to have Jesus
Amen.
In your heart. If everybody could be up on the
Amen.
One accord, it'd be such a beautiful,
yes.
beautiful day. I guarantee you, God gonna do it for us one day. And I'm glad about it because I wish I could be around to see it. But He gonna do it for us one day, cause we all gonna be up on the one accord. Cause we really need God now. We need Him now. Cause things just got out of hand. So many young kids dying, old people, they just doing everything. But see, God's eyes is everywhere, and I guarantee you, He's gonna straighten it out. And not everybody going through their trials and tribulation, just remember this. God going to screen it out for you. If you don't see it here, you're going to see it on the other side. I guarantee you. God bless you.
That means it's already done.
It's done already. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Brother Joe. Amen. Come on, Helen, you want to say something? Just give God our praise. Go ahead and shout.
Hallelujah.
We love you, Grandma Helen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Jackson, you want to shout and give God our praise, Lord, out of this morning?
Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, the Lord Jesus. I just thank the Lord for a new day.
Yes.
I just thank the Lord for His grace and mercy. I just thank the Lord for bringing me through this school year. This school year is almost over with, and I know at the beginning of the year, I had Sister Manning, Pastor Manning praying for me because I was afraid of going to school. But God saw me through, and I just wanted to praise Him and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
We like to hear a praise report.
Yes.
God likes to hear you when you give Him thanks.
Yes.
All that He's doing and already what He's already done.
Amen. There's expecting Him to do. God bless you, Sister Jackson. We love you. We thank God for you. Cousin Brenda Gale, give a shout today for us. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah to the Most High God.
Yes.
We just bless
your
name. Thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do for us. And we just thank God for you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you. God keep you in His care. And the best is yet to come. We have Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Cousin Brenda Gale. Go ahead, Cousin Dorita. Go ahead and shout. Amen. We just thank God for everybody.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning. Let me see a brand new day. He let me have a good night's sleep, although we had quite a few falls here last night. But thank the Lord. He kept us, Father. He kept us, Father. There was nowhere around me, but my son was out there, and I thank the Lord for taking care of him, Jesus. I want you all to pray for me that we continue to meet on this line and praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. We just wanted to hear your voice this morning and just thanking God for what God is doing. Amen.
Amen.
It's so good to hear your voices and know that you all are with us and trusting God. We see we have many visitors here today. We want to welcome all visitors. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. We're located in Houston, Texas.
Amen.
We're Pastor. Pastor Dorsey Manning, all of the commander senior pastors here.
Yeah.
And we just want to welcome you with a warm, loving welcome on today. So if you would press one, so we want to personally welcome you.
Yeah.
If you would just press one on your phone, we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. While you do this, I want to inform you today is First Sunday.
Yeah.
We will have communion Sunday. In our 10 o'clock service, we have communion every Sunday. But in our 2 o'clock, we have it on the first Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you are a visiting guest on today, we want to welcome you. God bless you. May God continue to strengthen you, guide you, and protect you. May you receive divine direction and instruction from our Heavenly Father that will lead you in places that will truly bless you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. I realize how important this is, you know, for every single one, for us to hear your voice and for others to hear your voice. You do realize that there are believers that's all over everywhere just like you. And just because, you know, I can hear a voice of another believer, See, it may be something that I might be going through, but because I can hear your voice and I can hear you say how good God is to you,
Amen.
That gives me just that much more encouragement
Amen.
For me to know that somebody is out there praying right along with me. Somebody is out there, you know, fighting that same battle that I'm fighting.
Jesus.
But because of Jesus that has brought us all on one accord, we're able to be victorious in every single situation.
Amen.
So just hearing y'all's voice, and I know every single one is on just hearing y'all's voice, it just lifted up others that's right here in
yes.
church. So we're all in church. There is no distance in spirit.
Amen.
So you may be in New York City. We thank God for every single body that's in New York City.
New Jersey.
You may be in New Jersey.
Louisiana,
Mississippi.
All over.
We just thank God for every single one that's here in Sunday service that can be in this place where we can worship together. This is what it really means, y'all. This is what it really means to be powerful.
Amen.
God said when two or three are gathered together, he said, there he is in the midst. He said in his name, there he is in the middle of it all. So y'all just know that God in the middle of it all.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes.
Go ahead and grab what you need, you all, for your communion on this Sunday. We're going to have a song selection before we have our communion this Sunday.
Yes.
So it's Brother Joel. Brother Joel
is always ready. Thank God that he's always ready to bless us.
Amen. So let Brother Joe lead us in, and then we'll have a song right before communion that gives you an opportunity to grab your things, your cracker, your wine and bread, and be ready.
Your water.
Amen. Brother Joe. All right. Welcome. Go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon again. I'm so glad to be with y'all. This little song here is for the mothers and the children. I want you to know that, you know, God is able to do everything but fail. But he know a mother going to stick by you through thick and thin. I don't care what you go through with. She going to still love her children. Your mother, you're the friend. She be with you until the end. No other one on earth like her you will find. On her you can depend for a helping hand to lend. Your mother loves her children all the time. Whoa, when children go away, mother pray for them both night and day. She'll always keep caressing on her mind. Oh, Lord. Oh, she's always on her knees crying, Lord, have mercy, please. Your mother loves her children all the time. Yes, your mother love her children all the time. Yes, your mother will love her children all the time. Oh, no matter must be the crime, she will say this, your child is mine. Your mother will love her children all the time. God bless you. God bless you.
Let us prepare for communion at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for this opportunity once again that we can come together. Amen. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which I shed for you. Let us pray.
O Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you have already done for us, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you have already given yourself for us. And because you gave yourself for us, Father, to be sacrificed for us, to die for us, to go to hell for us, be resurrected, Father God, for us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that every single time that we take Holy Communion, it's in remembrance that you have already won and it is already done. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man and every woman examine him or herself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins and our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. We thank you for covering us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanses us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we're now able to enter into communion with you at this time, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Jesus, that you took our sins. You took our transgressions and our iniquities and our trespasses. You took them to the cross with you. We thank you that you took this piece of bread, your body. We take it in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins, for all of our transgressions, for all of our iniquities, and for all of our trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten and marred and spit upon, how you were whipped and crucified for each of us. Lord Jesus, your body was broken, so our body may be healed. Hallelujah. We thank you that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us and for touching us and for healing us. We thank you that you took this bread and you broke it and you said, take it. This is my body which was broken for you. And we partake in faith in the name of Jesus. Dear Jesus, we now take this bread, your body, in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. My Lord, hallelujah. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and he said to his disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us. Your blood, Lord Jesus, is our atonement. Your blood, it justifies us. It sanctifies us. It redeems us. It cleanses us. And it washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. And your blood, Lord Jesus, it heals us in the mighty name of Jesus. We now take this cup in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with thanksgiving. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. At this time, you all will have our two song selections, and we'll be right back here from the preacher message from our own Pastor Dorsey Manning. So stay right there. Stay right there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power, so much power, so much power, wonder-working power in the precious blood, in the blood of the Lamb, the blood that Jesus shed, he shed for me. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood that will never lose its power. It reaches from the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Amen, amen, everybody. We just thank God right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth as we get ready to receive the message from our very own Pastor Doyce, amen, a man after God's own heart, a man willing to pray for you and with you, amen, a man that embodies wisdom, a man who is smart with his money, a man with good work ethics, a man that bears the fruit of the Spirit, a man who is willing to be a spiritual leader, amen, that's walking in it, amen, a man who keeps his word. I introduce to you God's prophet and senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministries, my husband, my loving, faithful husband, Pastor Dorsey Manny.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. We thank God for this opportunity to be here with each and every one of you this afternoon, just where you are. We don't know exactly what time it is, where you're at, but we do realize that this is God's time. Hallelujah. And we thank every single one for inviting us into your homes as well. We thank you for inviting us. So let's just get right on into it here. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you have designated this day, Father God, for us to be able to be in favor, Father God. You have designated this day, Father God, for us to be able to worship you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you have designated this day for us to rest, knowing what you have already accomplished through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that every single word that you have spoken, Father, it is the words of Jesus Christ. It is your word. And we do not listen to the voice of a stranger, Father. We thank you, Father God, that every single thought that's in our mind right now and every single word that's in our heart right now and every single word that comes out of our mouth right now, that it be led by the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to add or take anything away from it, Father. Holy Spirit of the living God, we loose you right now to have your way in this place. We loose you right now, Father God, to condemn any unclean thoughts, any unclean spirit, any rebellious spirit, any hindering spirit, any angry or fighting spirit. We rebuke you right now, and we say be loose from this place and be cast into the sea.
Amen.
For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree, you do say amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles, amen. God is good. God is good, and he's more than worthy to be praised. I won't be long here in this message here because this message here is very uplifting. God showed me and my wife some things early this morning and all last week, but God really was showing us something, and we're just the messengers. We're here to give it to you. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Galatians. We'll start right here in Galatians, and, you know, we'll move around a little bit. We'll go a couple verses in Ephesians and a couple verses over here in the book of John. But go over here with me to the book of Galatians chapter 2. The lesson of study today is, I am Christ. I am Christ. Galatians.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 2 and verses 20. This here is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul is writing a letter here, you know, to the Galatians here is writing a letter. Let me read something with Apostle Paul, what he's saying over here. Now, we do realize that Apostle Paul, he was a disciple of Jesus Christ. I mean, he walked with Jesus. You know, he talked with him. You know, he learned from him. You know, he fellowshiped with him the time when Jesus Christ was right here and living on this earth, you know, in the ministry. And Paul was one of his disciples at the time. So we do realize, you know, also that Jesus Christ appointed Paul into this place of from discipleship to being an apostle. To being an apostle of him. So Galatians chapter 2 and verses 20, I did say 20. It reads right here, and this is Apostle Paul, he's saying this here. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. What Apostle Paul is saying right now, it's the same thing that each and every one of us should be saying. See, what he's saying right now, he says, I am crucified with Christ. So when we say that I am Christ, and you see what Apostle Paul is saying, I am crucified with Christ. See, Apostle Paul, he understands who he is, which we too should understand who we are. He said, I am crucified with Christ. So we ask the question, now we definitely know that Apostle Paul is not, amen, we definitely know that he is not dead. You know, he is very much alive. Because he is writing his letter right here. He is very much alive, but what he's saying, he is crucified with Christ. So what does that mean to be crucified with Christ? Okay, well, let's just read on a little bit, and then, you know, this will explain itself, but I'll break it down a little bit farther, and I won't be too long right here in this place. We'll move on to another place. He says, nevertheless, I live. Now, we do know that Jesus Christ, he definitely was crucified. He was crucified, you know, right there on the cross, right there on the cross on Calvary's Hill there, right there on the cross. He was crucified, and we know that he did die. And we know that he did die for every single one, whether you believe in him or not. He still died for you. He was crucified for that,
yes,
meaning that he was slaughtered. He was slaughtered for every single body, whether they loved him or they didn't love him. He was sacrificed. He was crucified. You know, see, he was, you know, we prayed that prayer this morning. You know, he was beaten and marred and spit upon, crucified for every single one. You know, that means something. That's not just something that we just say just because we just heard everybody say that. No, we say that because it really did happen. It really did happen. He really, you know, died and was crucified. So that wasn't the end of it. We do know that when he was crucified, because Scripture tells us, and we do believe Scripture, Scripture tells us that he went to hell for us. And he did do that. He did go to hell. He went to hell, and he was there. As far as we're concerned, as far as time is concerned, he was there 3 days and 3 nights. He was there, and he was there in hell. As far as we know, you know what I'm saying, as far as time is concerned, he was there for 3 days and 3 nights. So we do realize that the Son of God, which is Jesus Christ, he was crucified, and he went to hell for 3 days and 3 nights. But see, it don't stop right there. See, when we say that I am Christ, you need to know what you are saying. You need to know what you are identifying with. See, Jesus Christ didn't stay there because this is the Son of God, which is God. He was resurrected from the dead by the Holy Spirit, which resurrected him from the dead, which means that he is not dead. Even though he was crucified, he is alive. He is very much alive. And from there, he ascended into heaven and sits in honor. He sits in honor at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, in that place of rest, in that place making intercessions for you and I. What you mean making intercessions for you? Making intercessions for you and I, that means praying on your behalf, praying to God, you know, and for you. There's things that have already been worked out for you, and you see them. When you believe in what he, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you see these things. So that means that he was crucified. So now, when I say that I am Christ, when I say I am Christ, that means that the same time that Jesus Christ was crucified, I was crucified at the same time. The same time that he went to hell, I went to hell with him. The same time that he was resurrected, I was resurrected with him. When he ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, I recognize that I am with Christ. So that means I'm with him in that place of honor, sitting on the right hand of God the Father, God the Father Almighty. I am Christ. So now, now let me break it down a little bit further for you. Now, Apostle Paul is saying that I am crucified. He said, I am crucified with Christ. So you too are crucified with Christ. How do we know that we are crucified with Christ? There was a day in his life where he realized that who he was at the time was not the person that God had intended for him to be. He realized that he was cut off from God. He realized that he was an enemy of God. He was an enemy to God.
Jesus.
We know that this same person, which is Apostle Paul now, he was Saul at the time, and he persecuted Christians. Or he persecuted believers, because it was not Christians at that time. He persecuted believers. So that means that he was an enemy of God because he persecuted those who believed in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it says how he was met there on Damascus Road, and he was met on Damascus Road by the light. So who was he met by? He was met by Jesus Christ right there on that road of Damascus. So there was something that happened. We ain't going to tell all the story right now, but we know from there, we know that Saul, we even know that he became convicted because of that meeting with Jesus Christ. We too. One day, those of us that are in Christ have also been met on our Damascus roads. We realize that we have been living a life that does not line up with the will of God. And then it came to that place one day when you had to be right at that place where you were met by the light. And when you were met by the light, there was that time where you gave your life over to Christ and you accepted him into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. There was something for you to do. It was something for you to do. It's for you to be baptized by water. Hallelujah. And when we say that we are in Christ, what that means is that we have been baptized by water. Being baptized means that we were covered from head to toe. We were completely submerged in water. The same time that we were completely submerged in water, we were crucified. We were crucified just as Christ was crucified. Jesus Christ was baptized by water, and so have been baptized by water. What that means when you are baptized by water, what that means is that when you as being the old man, or when you as being the self, the old man or the old woman, when you are going under that water, what you're saying is that I believe in you, Christ Jesus. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you shed your blood for me. I believe that your blood, it covers me and it washes and it cleans and it cleanses me of all ungodliness, of all unrighteousness. And when you go underneath that water, then you are crucified the flesh. And when you're crucified the flesh, that means that that old man, that old woman is in a grave, is in a watery grave. When you come up out of that water like Jesus Christ came up out of that water, he did not come up out of that water the same man that he used to be. He did not come up out of that water the same person that he used to be. He came up out of that water being baptized by water. That means that old flesh itself had died, had been crucified. So the same as you too, brothers and sisters, those of you had been baptized in Christ, that means that old man is dead, that old woman is dead. They are crucified, and they are in that grave. And when you got up with a more glorified body. Hallelujah. When I say that I am Christ, what we're saying is that Christ, we identify with Christ, and we don't identify with the old self. Hallelujah. We are crucified the flesh. We believe in Christ Jesus. We have been baptized. Now, Galatians chapter 2 and verses 21. This is that place right here. That place right here where we make a lot of mistakes. Now, we make a lot of mistakes right here. Galatians 2 and 21 says, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if the righteousness come by law, then Christ died in vain. How many of you know? Hallelujah. How many of you know that when you decided that you was going to stop being the old self, when you decided that Jesus Christ was going to be your personal Lord and Savior, do you know that you have been crucified the flesh? Do you know that when you came up out of that water, do you realize that you were covered, hallelujah, with the precious blood of the Lamb? Do you realize that the Holy Spirit entered in on the inside because you believed first, hallelujah, by your faith that you had believed? That means your spirit had, the spirit man or the spirit woman had became perfect. And because of your spirit man or the spirit woman has became perfect, that means that Christ lives on the inside of you. So you do not identify with being the old self no more. You identify with being Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. But we enter into that place that we frustrate the grace of God. And the reason why we enter into that place of frustrating the grace of God, because we have a mind. Hallelujah. I'm going to stay right here for a second, because this is that place where we have to come out of this right here place. This is that place where, you know, where it has to be new. See, we frustrate the grace of God because we have a mind that still think thoughts. This mind is still hear voices. This mind is still looks at who we used to be, or it still wants to say things or sound like who we used to sound like. We frustrate the grace of God, the grace of God that lives on the inside of us, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the love of God, which is the peace of God, which is Jesus Christ who lives on the inside.
we frustrate them because we still want to identify with that dead man, that dead woman that's in the grave, in that watery grave. Well, how do we do that, Pastor? See, you need to understand. You need to understand that every single body that have accepted Jesus Christ into their life as their Lord and Savior, you have to realize that Satan, which have already been defeated in your life, he have already been defeated, he has already been cut off in your life. Now, God have already overcame the whole world when he died right there at the cross, but that don't mean that you are saved. You are saved when you enter into his body. And you're saved when you enter into him and he enters into you. When you believe in him, truly believe in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, but here it is that our mind and our heart is in that place where it still want to be the same. This is that place where we always, where we always at, where every single day there's a voice, there are voices that are always speaking. And I'm going to tell you who those voices are. Those voices are the voices of the past. Hallelujah. It's the voice of the past that keep on trying to remind you of who you used to be. It keep on reminding you of what have happened to you in the past. It keep on showing you. It keep on ministering you. Remember when you said this. Remember when you said that. You remember when he said this to you. Remember when he said that to you. Remember when this right here hurt and when that hurt? See, these voices are always speaking, but we frustrate the grace of God when we listen to these voices. See, these voices are going to always speak, but that don't necessarily mean that we shall open up our mouth and imitate or say what these voices say. See, Paul knew that who he was before he entered into the body of Christ. Before he had became baptized in the mighty name of Jesus. But see, Paul knows that when Jesus Christ entered in on the inside of him, he was no longer he was no longer Saul, that he was Paul. He was a new creature created in Christ Jesus, and he didn't identify with Saul. So we too should definitely know that when that old man gets to speaking, that old man that have already died, that old man that's down in that grave. I'm talking about that spirit that's no longer you. I'm talking about that sinful man. I'm talking about that sinful woman that have already been crucified the flesh, that already been crucified with Christ Jesus. See, when they begin to speak and try to tell you that this is who you are, what these spirits are trying to do, they're trying to get your mind off of Jesus Christ, trying to get your mind off of the grace of God, trying to get you back into that place where you're operating, you know, in that spirit. They're trying to rob you of your identity. And they rob you of your identity when you agree with them. See, when you agree with these unclean thoughts and these unclean spirits, when you agree with these ideas and these emotions that exalt themselves against Christ Jesus, they exalt themselves against the grace of God, what you're doing, you're being stripped of your identity. And when you be stripped of your identity, that means that you are giving power back to the one that power has been taken away from. That means you have been given power back over to Satan. See, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Satan is defeated when Jesus Christ said it is finished and he hung his head and died. See, to some it looked like that was the end of it. It looked like that was destruction. It looked like we had lost. But if you realize that this was God had already had promised us that what he was going to do for us, that he was going to give himself as a living sacrifice, then when he gave himself as a living sacrifice right then and there, Satan had to give up the keys. The Bible tells us the same time that Jesus Christ had said it was finished, hallelujah, Satan had to give up the keys to death and Hades right then and there. He had to give up the keys of death and Hades. I'm talking about he had to give up the keys. And when he gave up the keys, that means he was stripped of all his power. Hallelujah. So you do need to realize that when you had became crucified the flesh, when you had became baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, you have been baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You have to realize that you became perfect, but here it is, these old thoughts, these old emotions, these old feelings. I'm talking about the spirit of the past that keeps coming up to try to remind you of who you are. You should open up your mouth every single time these thoughts exalt themselves and say, I am Christ. Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you don't sit there and allow these conversations, allow these ministries that does not come from the grace of God. They come from the kingdom of Satan. They come from his agents. They come from those old boy friends. They come from those old girl friends. They come from those old husbands and those old wives, those old friends, those old enemies that keep on trying to remind you of what you used to do or who you used to be. They're trying to bring you back into that place. See, some of these people are already dead. Hallelujah. Some of these people have already died and went on to glory, but you still think about it because of that spirit of them that keep on coming up to try to rise up against the children of God. Hallelujah. So we say that we are Christ. We say that we are Christ, and we don't frustrate God with all these different emotions and all these different thoughts because we don't listen to the voice of a stranger. When you find yourself in that place, when you're identifying with the old woman or identifying with the old man, what you are saying is that, Christ, I know that you died for me. I know that you went to hell for me. I know that you rose again from the dead. But I still got this here that I'm dealing with. I'm still going to worry about this. I'm still going to talk about that. I'm still going to stay into this place that you have already brought me out of. I know you have shown me the way, but I'm just going to be right here right now because I don't understand. So you're right there in that place where you're being a so prideful man. You're being a so prideful woman. You've been in that place where you want to be just like who you used to be. So you have all these old stinking thinking. See, anything that stinks, that means that it's going to linger around. Did you have something that's dead for anything that's dead, and you're just tearing around and that is dead, it's going to begin to stink. And that's a type of smell that's very unpleasant. It ain't just unpleasant to you, but it's unpleasant to every single body that you come in contact with. I'm talking about the way you think. I'm talking about the words that you say. I'm talking about the things that you try to hide. I'm talking about all these things that you're holding on to that God told you to let go. See, God told you to let go of these things because these things have already been crucified in you. And you want to hold on to them, and now you got stinking thinking. And now you got a stinking body because you're walking around and you're hurting people with these words. You're hurting people with that words. You're saying all different type of things that does not come from God. You see, you're not being the grace of God. You are being the servant of Satan. You're talking all this deception. You're talking all this despair. You're being a liar. You're being a cheater. You're doing every single thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ Jesus. See, we don't identify with the mistakes that's in our life. Neither do we identify with the embarrassments of our life. We don't identify with the old negative emotional person. We don't identify as being a struggler. See, we identify with Christ. Christ is victorious, and he sits on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. He sits right there in that place of rest. So when the next time that you hear a word and you do not and you know that it does not come from the kingdom of God, you say that I am Christ. Hallelujah. You say greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you don't stay in that place where you just be harboring all these type of spirits, where you be harboring all type of negativity. You don't stay right there in that place because you have already came out of that place through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you realize that who you are? We don't frustrate the grace of God. Let me take you over here. Let me show you something over here in Scripture. We thank you, Father God, that we are no longer the old man, that we are no longer the old woman, but we are the new man through Christ Jesus. We are new because it is he that lives in us. Go over here with Galatians. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Galatians chapter 3 and verses 26. Galatians chapter 3 and verses 26. It reads, this Apostle Paul again, he's writing this here. He says, for you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. What's that mean? See, people know who you are, about who you identify with. Now, if you are a person that lies, and you just love to lie, well, that means that you identify with a liar. That don't mean that you, that don't mean that you're saved. That don't mean that you're not saved. That means that the spirit of the liar is operating in you, and you choose to surrender over to the liar. Now that means that you're saved or you're not. Hallelujah. If you are a person that deceives, that does not mean that you are not in Christ. That means that you still identify with the old man or the old woman with your deceptiveness, because it's something that you want, and I got to get me. Hallelujah. I got to get me. You can choose.
Help, Lord, help.
But see, here it is over here in Galatians chapter 3 and 26. Apostle Paul says, for you all are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. See, those of us have faith in Jesus Christ. That means that we represent Jesus Christ by the things that we say. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We represent Jesus Christ by first being baptized by water and then being baptized by the Holy Spirit. See, when you be baptized by water and being baptized by the Holy Spirit, you should realize that there's a spirit that's on the inside of you that is speaking on your behalf. You need to understand to know when this spirit is speaking and when another spirit is speaking. You need to know when God is speaking, because every single thing that God speaks, we know that it is good. It does not bring shame, and it does not bring condemnation. Let me show you that over there in Romans chapter 12. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 and 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. No condemnation, which means no guilt. No shame.
That means that you
have already been crucified, that God is not judging you on the things that you say, on the things that you do. You are judging yourself, and you come from underneath that place of grace. So you're still thinking that you got to do in order to receive, but that ain't for you to do. We say that I am Christ. When we say that I am Christ, we identify with Jesus Christ. We identify with God, and we sound like him. We say scripture in Romans chapter 8, we say there is no condemnation in me, because scripture tells me, and I believe in the word of God. See, the scripture is the word of God, and it is already written, and because it is already written, it is written in our heart and written in our mind, and that's what we identify with. Go with me over into Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6 in verses 10. Ephesians chapter 6 in verses 10. Let's remember, every single body, that I am Christ. See, I say I am Christ because I know who I am. See, you won't never say who you are if you don't know who you are. People that don't believe that they are Christ, they will not say that I am Christ. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Ephesians chapter 6 in verses 10. Apostle Paul says right here, finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. What do you mean, Apostle Paul? What are you telling us that? It said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Do you realize that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you, every single body that is saved? So do you realize that being strong in the power of the Lord, that means being confident in the one that's operating on the inside of you? That means being confident of the one that's leading you? Being confident in the one that's guiding you, confident in the one that's making intercession for you right now. Hallelujah. Being confident and being power in his might, that means that when God speaks, he speaks through you. He speaks to you, and he speaks through you. And because you represent Christ, because you represent God, every single thing that God says, you say it. You say it by opening up your mouth and saying that, what thus said the Lord. You say that to every single situation. 11 says putting on the whole armor of God. Well, do you know that when you put on the whole armor of God, do you realize that the word of God is the armor of God? Do you realize that every single time that you read the word of God, you believe the word of God, the word of God gets on the inside and it changes your mind. It changes your heart when you believe it first. You can't just read the word of God and not believe. So how are you going to say that I am Christ, but when the very thing that you're doing, you don't believe in Christ? Hallelujah. See, your spirit man and your spirit woman have already been saved, but your mind may not have been renewed yet. That's the reason why you're still in that place where you're struggling. That's the reason why you're still in that place where you're sick. That's the reason why you're still in that place where you're depressed. You're still in that place where you're angry, where you're oppressed, you're depressed. You're still in that place of strife. You're still in that place because you have not allowed the word of God, which is the armor of God, to arm you, to protect you, and to defend for you. Hallelujah. So that means that you have been stripped of your power. I am Christ.
Amen.
I am Christ. Will you say that today? I am Christ.
I am Christ. Yes,
would you say that I am in Christ? Hallelujah. I'm in Christ. The Bible says that greater is he that is in me. So I say I'm in Christ. The Bible says over here in Galatians 2 and 20 says that I am Christ. So I say I am Christ. So it don't matter who you call me or what you say that I am or who you say that I am. See, when I was crucified to flesh and got up with a more glorified body, I got up and received the Holy Spirit. I became a new creature, like never ever been seen before, a supernatural being that's walking and talking and living in Christ Jesus. I'm led by the Holy Spirit. I have insight. I know what God's doing because God, he speaks through me because of the Holy Spirit that lives in me. And because I know have insight, I have the Holy Spirit, then when I face these situations, when I face these spirits, when I face these principalities, and I face these powers, I bring them to the obedience of Christ Jesus because I'm armed with the word of God. I put on the whole armor of God every single day. I am Christ. See, it's not enough for me to just put on the word of God sometimes. It's not enough for me to just put on the word of God most of the time. It's for me that who believe in Christ, I believe in Christ all the time. Because I am Christ, and Christ is me. Jesus Christ told us over here in John chapter 14 that he go to the Father, and he said that those who believe in him, hallelujah, he said that the Father is within you too, hallelujah. So we believe in God that's on the inside of us. You got the kingdom of God that's on the inside of you already. And because the kingdom of God lives on the inside of you already, you have to realize that Jesus Christ is in the kingdom of God. That means that he's in that place of honor. He's in that place of rest. So that means that God's on the inside of you. And God will not dwell in an unclean place. He will dwell in a place that is clean, that is sanctified, that is pure. So we too, we are in that place where we are clean, we are sanctified, we are pure. He's in that holy place. So we too are in that holy place. God's in that place of perfect peace. So we too are in that place of perfect peace. He in that place of rest. So we too are in that place of rest. Do you know who you are? Hallelujah.
My Lord.
Do you realize that who you are? Realize that I am Christ.
Amen.
I am Christ. The next time that you find yourself in that place where there's a voice, or voices, that's speaking, and you realize that this voice that is speaking, it did not come from the Holy Spirit. I challenge each and every one of you today to enter in at the straight gate. Enter into that place of knowing that I am Christ. In that place right there, say what God says. God says that I'm in Christ, so I say I'm in Christ. No matter what's being spoken to you, I'm in Christ. We shall not be moved. We shall not be afraid because of Christ Jesus who lives on the inside. I want you to say this every single time that anger comes up, I'm in Christ. Every single time that fear shows up, I'm in Christ. Every single time that somebody that came bearing bad news about you, I'm in Christ. Hallelujah. I challenge every single one of you today to identify with the love of God. Identify with the grace of God. Identify with the Holy Spirit of the living God today. Be baptized. Hallelujah. Baptized by water. Be baptized by the precious blood of the Lamb. I am Christ. I am Christ. There might be one. There might be one today. Will you come today? Will you come today and receive your salvation through Christ Jesus? Will you come today and be baptized by water and being baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost?
Jesus.
While you still have time.
My Lord.
There might be one. There might be one. You realize that you are a sinner.
Thank you. Thank
you. You realize that you die all the day long. Every single day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today, no more. No more death. No more destruction. Today, will you make that decision today to accept Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior? Will you press one today? There may be one. Hallelujah. You have already been crucified to the flesh. You have already accepted Jesus Christ into your life. You have already, I just already know that I am Christ. But here it is, that soul man. I'm talking about that heart of a man. I'm talking about that mind of a man, or that heart of a woman, that mind of a woman that's dead and gone. Keep on rising up and stinking. And you find yourself out of grace. Will you come today? Will you be back in grace? Will you be back in love with God? Being in love with God means that that thing that you carry, where is sickness, disease, worry, depression, oppression, fear, that means that you give it all over to God. Will you give it over to God today? Hallelujah. Will you come? Will you press one today and give it over to God? If you know that is you, will you press one today? God knows where you are right now. He knows exactly where you're at. And he's calling you. He's calling each and every one of you. I'm not calling you. It's God that's calling you. This is the opportunity that when we open up the doors of the church for you to come in and leave it right there at the altar. This is the time right here. Pastor Tawing and I were open to pray with you and pray for you, to agree with you. Hallelujah. There's power in agreement. There's power.
Amen.
When two or three are gathered together in Jesus' name, in agreement. Anything that you ask, anything, putting it in God's hand and leaving it right there, it is so. And by your faith, it's done. Will you come today by faith? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody is looking for a church home. Somebody is looking for love, and you may have been looking for love in all the wrong places. Well, I tell you one place where there's a lot of love, and that's in the body of Christ, and that's over here with us. Hallelujah. We would love to be your pastor. Yes, we would love to be your pastor. Pastor Talwee and I, we would love to just love on you like God has shown us how to love, with supernatural love and agape love, feeling your love. Hallelujah. All the kind of love that God has given us to love you like the world loves. Not like you've been loving one another, which ain't love. We're going to look like God showed us how to love through those lenses of the Word of God, through the Spirit of God. Will you come today? Will you press one? There might be one. We thank you, Father God, for everyone that did come and everyone that will come tomorrow or day after tomorrow, whenever that day will come. We thank you, Father God, that every single one, Father God, that their needs have already been met through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that we place every single one of our needs and every single one of their needs in your hands. For we don't carry around dead things, Father God. We don't carry around unclean thoughts and unclean spirit. We give it all over to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your word says, Father God, that casting all your cares on me because I am the one that cares for you. And we thank you, Father God, that you care for us. We thank you, Father God, that you love us so much that you gave yourself for us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single thing that is concerning us. We plead your precious blood because your precious blood, Father God, is the very, very, very thing, Father God, that heals us, delivers us, and sets us free. Free from every single thing that may be going on right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Father God, for blessing every single home, blessing every single church. Hallelujah. Whether you be on the East Coast or the West Coast, whether you be North or South, you have already blessed every single church by the power and blood of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single word that was spoken today. Hallelujah. Not our words, but your words. And we do pray, Father God, and trust and believe that it has already taken root into those hearts. It's already breaking those yokes. Already, you know what I'm saying, bringing those of us that are in bondage, bringing them out of bondage. Because your word, Father God, is real. And we thank you for it. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And we all do say amen. Amen again.
Amen, amen, and amen. God bless
Hallelujah.
Everyone. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. At this time, we'll receive our tithes and offerings. You can send those
yes.
over to our Cash App at Pastor Chantel. Amen. 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 If you need another source to send those over to us, we'll text you that information based on the number that you called in with today. Amen. Look for a phone call from Pastor and I. Amen. Amen. Let us pray over our tithes and offerings. Father God, we thank you. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely and not from compulsion. For there is nothing we could give that matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, and Father, we thank you, and we ask that you would use us and all we have as your will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our church announcements today as follows. Today is May 2nd, 2021. Pastor of the Gospel Ministry is Pastor Dorsey Manning, Taiwanese commanding. Monday at 9 p.m. is our intercessory prayer. But for the month of May, our prayer time is at 12 midnight because we're in a month of prayer for the entire month as we're declaring the harvest time, the harvest of God's favor and blessing and restoration upon our life, you all. So if you can join us on our prayer line at 732-434-2510. That's 732-434-2510. Every night at midnight, we're on for the entire month of May, of this month. So today would be our second day, and we'll be entering in midnight. We'll be on May 3rd. So we thank God for you. So join us if you can. Be there and be blessed. Come believe it. So that's 12 midnight Central Standard Time here in Texas. Well, tonight is our Bible study at 7 p.m. here on our church line at 845-277-2976.
9213. Saturday we have lead lessons. We just wrapped up Understand the Holy Spirit this past Saturday. So we're looking forward to our next lesson. We'll be talking about angels and understanding the angels and how to operate the truth and the lie. Amen. Sunday we have, of course, we have our two Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. If you'd like to join us a little bit early, come on in at 10 a.m. If you'd like to come in a little bit late, come on in at 2 p.m. or join us for both. Amen. 10 a.m. service preached by Tawani Commanding, Pastor Tawani Commanding, and Pastor Dorothy Manning at the 2 o'clock service. Amen. Glory to God. On Monday through Thursdays, we do have a shout as our special event that runs at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, you all. It's from 6 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. Come out and be a part of the shout. On the shout where there is praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the Word of God. Amen. High impact, filled with the Holy Spirit. 30 minutes of a good time in the Lord. Amen. 6 p.m. Again, you are 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to it. May we want to celebrate our May birthdays. Happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating the birthday of May. Our very own Sister Carabilla is celebrating her birthday on May 7th. We have Sister Henderson and her two little children, Dakota and Imani. They'll be celebrating their birthday on May 22nd and May 30th. Amen. May God bless all and continue to increase you in his goodness. Amen. We just thank God for it. Anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. May God continue to strengthen and bless and guide and keep you in your marriage. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank God for it all. Amen and amen. And this month in May, on May 15th, we have about 2 weeks now, we will be presenting, my husband and I, through our production company, Good Comedy, The Holding Tank. Come on out with Pastor Dorothy Manning and myself and Sister Jamil Henderson. We'll be performing in The Holding Tank alongside other talented, blessed children of God. So we're looking so forward to The Holding Tank on May 15th. Tickets are available. The show will run at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. on Saturday, May 15th. So get with us regarding those tickets. Amen. And also, Amen. You all, in July, we'll have a Vacation Bible School, which starts in the month of July. In June, we'll have a discipleship training class with you all. So look forward to that for all members or in our guests. You can be a part of that as well. So God bless you all. God keep you. And that concludes our announcements for today.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, I was waiting for somebody else to come in. Amen. Let us read the pastor's blessing and then Pastor Amanda will close out with our benediction for today. Again, we thank God for you. We here at the Black Gospel Public Ministries, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we come together that we'll say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all, I forgot one thing. We are looking so forth to implement our prayer line so that you all will be able to call in for prayer so you don't have to just wait until Mondays at 9 p.m. or 12 midnight when we're having our long fast and prayer times. You can actually call in and be able to have someone pray for you during those difficult times that you just need someone to come and touch and agree. So we're looking forward to that number being rolled out here soon. It's being passed across for many girls, all of the details so that we can deliver it to you all. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. I do pray that that all was able to receive from the lesson today. I am Christ. And when you realize, you know, who you are, you know, you're able to realize, you know, how powerful you are and what you're able to do. I do have one thing as far as announcements, you know, are concerned is, you know, sometimes, you know, Pastor Tywanik and I, you know, we would get, you know, in such a pulling here and pulling there when it comes down to ministries because, you know, we intercede for a lot, you know, a lot of families and a lot of people. So if I don't get to you, you know, charge it to my mind, not to my heart, because I'm in love with you. I want to hear from every single one. And I do realize maybe my telephone number is not available, but we do have lines. We do have prayer lines. We do have numbers that are available. So anybody needing to, you know, maybe you just need something that you just need to tell me. Maybe you don't feel comfortable with telling it to Pastor Tom. That's okay, you know. You know, definitely give me a call or give us a call. And if we don't answer, you know, leave a text message or give us some type of way to get back to you because we are in love with you. We are in love with you because we are all brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. And ain't nothing you can do about that. All right. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And we all do say amen, amen again. God bless you.
Amen.
May God keep you. Pastor Tywanik, God, we love you. Jesus Christ, he loves you more. Remember that Satan is already defeated, and Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Y'all have
amen.
A great evening.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
get that.